Kevin Lachlan and Shinnuggas Pisa Gaskia Oleg are in Waxa Kyle. Well, I promised there that would be interviewing a very interesting person in the studio. That's Terry Enright. And last week we had Cormac O'Hamillin from the Save the Cave Hill campaign. And tonight we have Terry Enright in, who's going to tell us about the Black Mountain Action Group. Terry, what is the Black Mountain Action Group indeed?
Well, the Black Mountain Action Group was started about 2.5 years ago, primarily in opposition to the quarrying that was taking place on the mountain and the destruction that that was causing to a place of such great natural beauty and local history. Now, there's been ups and downs from that has started. However, at the moment, we have mobilised a very big support against the quarrying, and we have now joined up with the Save the Cave Hill group, who would see a similar fate for the Cave Hill in the not-too-distant future, unless people who are interested in protecting the environment, and particularly the Belfast Hills, join together in opposition to the destruction that's taking place.
So what's the walkabout that you're organising on Sunday? That's Sunday, the 1st of July, next Sunday. What are you going to set out to do?
The purpose of the walk is, in the first instance, to draw attention to the destruction that is taking place at present, to destruction that has taken place in the past, and to the potential destruction that will take place in the future, given the fact that prospecting licences have been given to a company, the Glenshaw's company, for the Cave Hill. Now, again, our purpose is not only to highlight the thing, but to also mobilise public opinion against it, against the destruction of the Belfast Hills.
And your walk, it begins at, is it at Hannistown? It begins on Sunday morning. What time exactly and whereabouts?
Well, what we intend to do is to gather about 10 o'clock at the top of Hannistown Hill, that's at the TV Road, and we're going to have a registration of people who want to participate. Now, again, the idea behind this is primarily a safety function, so that we can account it for everybody who's taken part, and for anybody who wishes to leave at any given point, then it's only a question of them telling us when they're leaving, so that we can register that fact. The intention then is to cross all the hilltops from Black Mountain, and in doing that, everybody will be able to see it firsthand, the destruction that has taken place at the quarry in the first instance.
There'll be guides there, will say, from Hannistown, Black Mountain, Divis, Wolf Hill, Laganead, right over.
Right. We're going to have stewards, marshals. Knights of Malta will be there. There's going to be radio communications through Raynet. So it's going to be fairly professionally done. But the purpose, and again, starting from that point, is to show the people in the first instance the destruction that has taken place in this place of such natural beauty, because it's a beautiful basin. And from that point, you can see right around Tornarai, the Mourne Mountains, and see just exactly the damage that has been done. And again, our intention is to go across all the hilltops, crossing right across the Black Mountain, on the Divis, on the Squires Hill, Wolf Hill, and finishing up at McGart's Fort. Now, we intend to stop for a festival at Liganeil, at which we hope to have traditional music, ordinary music, mountain theatre. And the idea also is that people can join at this point if they wish to do so, to continue on to the Cave Hill.
Well, we'll have a bit of music, and then we'll a bit of music from Nephili, and then you can tell us some of the importance of the mountain itself. Unmistakable flute playing there of Seamus Tansey and Bernie Grehan on the accordion and bore on there. Music from Sligo, an outlet recording recorded here in Belfast. And a man who very strong knowledge of what Belfast is all about is Terry Enright, who's here in the studio. Terry, how important, we'll say, from a historical point of view, is the mountain, is the Black Mountain?
Well, for myself and for a lot of people who live in the immediate area, and I would say all of West Belfast, everybody has special memories of the Black Mountain. There's nobody who hasn't experience of camping on the mountain, playing on the mountain. Everyone knows the Hatchet Field. Everyone knows the stories of the wee man who lived in the house in the Hatchet Field. And for my own part, once I got interested in this, and I have been interested from a child, because we used to come up and we used to swim in what was the Rock Dam, which ran into the Bleaching Green, that what you have is special memories that everyone has of the area. Now, again, in terms of the local history, everyone has memories of the Mountain Loney, which ran from the top of from the White Rock Road right on up to the bottom of the mountain itself, where there was a fountain which had the beautiful spring water, and everyone has memories of that. On the way up there, there was also a small Luther church, which again everyone's familiar with, which actually appears on urban area maps in 1832, 1857, and it only disappeared about 1973 or 74, and everyone remembers that particular place. Again, as you would go on up the Mountain Loney, where the mill race runs across the back of Dermot Hill, that fed into the rock dam, which in turn fed the water wheel, which was there, which was used for beetling the flax. On the way over across there, you have the site of two ring forts, which are there at least 4,000 years, while up and to the right of that, there's the site of an ancient flint mine, up 20 years ago, there was people finding arrowheads and stuff like that on that spot.
I remember reading things about that. Yeah. How come it has happened then, Terry, that it's in the situation where it is? Could you tell us exactly what is the present position?
Well, it's, to my mind, the people who serve the interests of commerce, who would have the market economy theories of the like of Thatcher and those people, a Philistine attitude to culture, to things that are beautiful, have been allowed to wipe great places of great natural history and beauty out in those interests. And what has happened is that people are under that much pressure from so many different angles that they have tended to neglect that. However, that's all coming the whole way around again, where people are seeing those things has been vitally important.
Has there, I mean, now the emphasis on the green, the green issue, has there not been in the past, has there not always been people pressing for this? Has there not been an urban plan? I remember in the 60s reading maps, was there not that sort
right.
of thing?
Well, again, this is one of the funny things about the present position. In 1969, Belfast Urban Area Plan, there was a plan put forward for a linear park, which was to run from Colin, it's Colin Glen, Mackenzie's Glen, Colin Hill, right up over the Antrim Hills. Now, this place was to be something along the lines of Tullymore Forest, trees planted, all of that stuff. It disappeared. It was never heard of. The present Belfast Urban Area Plan, 2001, is a joke in those terms. There is very little reference made to any of those things. In fact, the only references are made are very minuscule towards protecting green belts, which aren't defined even. It's just been put on the back burner, and nobody really gives a care at a planning level or an environmental level. The DOE, to my mind, are a joke on the whole issue.
Well, we'll have a bit more about this particular talk and a bit more in the history after a bit of a bit of music and Clannad. I guess it's no doubt that Clannad would understand the importance of this coming from a beautiful area themselves, and I think that if they were available, they may be along on the Sunday for the walk. John Ish Clannad agus culture author Ash Terry again Hainshaw talking. Terry, you've got quite a bit of cross community support in this. I mean, it's not just an issue, we'll say, which has united many people.
Right. Well, what we have is we have had undertakings from people from Ballygamartin, the Shankill Road community groups, Highfield, and right across, who have pledged their support to the actual walk itself and to the whole issue. And as a matter of fact, within the past couple of days, during a photographic exhibition which we had on, the Black Mountain Action Group had on the White Rock Resource Centre, there was a group of visiting councillors who came along, Fred Cobain, Nelson McCausland, Joe Hendren, who seen all the photographs, who got into the discussion and expressed their full support for the issue, and said that not only did they support the issue, but they would be there on Sunday to show their support. So it is getting cross-community support. It is an issue that everybody can get involved in, and it is an issue that everybody feels strongly about.
Yeah, see, there was an article there in the Telegraph, Mr. Needham was talking about lending help saving the Belfast Hills. And
well, again, if anybody portrays the contradictory position of the Department of the Environment, Richard Needham does, because 2 years ago we had the site of Richard Needham opening a park at Colin Glen and being applauded with TV cameras there, all the mutual backslapping, and up 400 yards up the road the mountain has been dug away. So I'm not saying that is the complete reason why the people in the KFL don't trust Richard Needham and the DOE, but one of the other things that has happened is that he has given public undertakings that there'd be no mining in the KFL. However, the small print says that if the prospectors should find something, then that will be looked at individually. So we can't afford to trust these people.
Mm-hmm. It's looking at KFL and looking at Black Mountain, it would inspire poetry, wouldn't it?
Right.
Have there been poems written about it, or is there any of the stories that you would have? And I know you're involved. You have seen lectures and this sort of thing. I know that Dr. Dermot Diamond gave a lecture about the history of it. That's how I came to notice it there about a year ago. I know you've been very busy organising things, but are there, say, anything written about the mountain?
There's a lot of stuff. And one of the things that you find, or anyone finds who gets involved in local history or gets involved in an area which has a sort of aura that the Black Mountain has, that everybody's an expert and everybody has a story to tell. And what we have been trying to do is to encourage people not only to record their own memories and the stories that they've heard, but also to write poetry and, if possible, songs. Now, to that end, I wrote a poem myself and
We definitely have to have that now, and maybe we could have a competition or something. Somebody could write into your society. We'll give the address after, but maybe you'll give us your poem. What's it called?
It's called The Sleeping Giant. Wonderful. And again, just to give something of the background of that, while struggling with the thought of writing a poem about that, and anyone who looks at the mountain from the city side or even closer to the mountain, particularly in the evening time, the mountain has the shape of a sleeper. Now, I have been told that shape inspired Jonathan Swift to write the stories of Gulliver's Travels.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a child, I remember a poem, and I had been 10 years old, called The Sleeper. I tried everywhere to try and find this poem and couldn't do it. So that was more or less the theme of the poem that I wrote. Now, again, I'm not particularly good at reading poetry. But again, to my mind, what poetry is about is writing down stuff that people can relate to, in particular ordinary people, in terms of getting some sort of an emotional feeling out of something that they've seen or heard.
Very right, Nat.
The Sleeping Giant. Leave the sleeping giant, let him be. He who inspired the tales of Gulliver, the haunt of Rapparee, of hidden paths, secret rock, childhood dreams and swirling mist, sweet memories recalled of a stolen kiss, tumbling in the bluebells above the hatchet field, without care or thought or whatever life might yield. Those campfires in the hazel glen, long happy days that would never end. But how things have changed like those days of youth, and when our young ones ask, shall we tell the truth, or say we didn't see, when we turned our back on nature and refused what was bequeathed. So leave the sleeping giant, let him be, slumbering in majestic beauty beneath the evening sun, that future generations his glory all can see.
Terry, when does the parade start to this, we'll say, mountain walk, and how should people become, should they come well prepared for it?
Well, what we have asked people to do is to, and again, there's been plenty of leaflets put out outlining what they should try and wear, good footwear, they should be reasonably fit. Again, we have no control over weather conditions, so they should allow for that. They should also bring something to eat, something to drink. And what we are trying to do, particularly in West Belfast, is I hope to have a minibus leaving from Dunville Park 10:15, top of the White Rock 10:30, and Andersonstown Leisure Centre at 10:30. Now,
because the public transport could bring people, say, to Hannistown, it'd be easy enough to get a bus to
from the
centre of town, wouldn't it?
That's what we're thinking. And when people eventually get to the end of the thing, we're hoping to have an undertaking from the people, the bus people, I can't remember their names.
City bus?
City bus, to have buses available to bring people back into the centre of the town or wherever they're going.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody from City Bus is listening out there...
Right, hopefully. Actually, I sent a couple of posters down, so I hope they have them up in their canteen.
What time... walking now, we'll say a man looking at a map like myself would know, like, you're talking from 10 o'clock, Hannistown, Black Mountain, Divis, Wolf Hill, Laganeel, Squires Hill, KFL, Bellevue. You're talking, like, it's 10 miles. You're talking 6 or 7 hours, is it?
It's at least that. Again, when we talk about 6 or 7 hours, I think what we're thinking of is people who may be slow and they need to round people up. Mm-hmm. But it is a beautiful walk, it's well worth it. But one of the things, as I'm saying, we hope the show is not only the damage that has been done, but all the promises that have been made by DOE and people like Richard Needham, who have said, look, these quarries, they'll be filled in when it's over. We landscape it. It's a nonsense. Because on the way across, they'll see Wolf Hill, where there's a disused quarry land. They'll see Ligonil, which is a complete eyesore. They'll see the back of the Key of Hill, which is land derelict for years, which is everything is dumped in it. And nobody pays any attention to that. And it can be clearly seen from the city.
Mm. Is there a problem, say, with soil and that sort of thing been removed, you know, that things won't grow once they are removed?
Well, one of the undertakings, or one of the things that the present company who are acquiring at Black Mountain are saying, now this again is due to the public pressure, is due to the pressure of the campaign, is that they're going to attempt to replace flora and fauna. I think that's a nonsense. That is... because there's nothing there. There's a massive hole in the mountain. And if there wasn't a facade from the city side, there would be a quarter of the Black Hill away.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, Terry, with all your efforts now that we're going to be looking up at a beautiful mountain for another 5,000 years. Terry, how do people contact the Black Mountain Action Group? Have you an address people can write to? Or a phone number?
Well, in the short term, they can use my own number. It's Belfast 246044.
246044, right. And of course they just turn up at the Upper Springfield Road. That's at the UTV transmitter, is it?
Right.
At 10 o'clock
right.
on Sunday.
Right. And it's going to be very well organised, and I can guarantee them a beautiful walk and a lot of good information from people like myself who'll be on the mountain and who'll be explaining the various local spots of beauty and history as we go along.
Well, I definitely think it's something that, unfortunately, I won't be able to participate myself. Cormac O'Hamill from the Save the Cave Hill campaign, he invited me, but unfortunately I have to go to Dublin, but I'm sure I'll miss a great day. Terry, go to my good.
Neil Fiverby.